You're listening to Devoted to Prayer Podcast, where we develop a deeper, closer intimacy with God by devoting ourselves to prayer. Each prayer is written with God's will in mind, offering peace from the transcendent God. It's a weekly podcast of sacred and mindful prayers to help you align your prayers with God's divine will. Hello, grace, peace, and blessings to each of you. Thank you so much for joining today. I'm Tawanda, and today's prayer is titled Embracing God's Invitation. This title captures the idea of inviting God into our lives when He knocks on the door of our hearts, and it emphasizes the act of embracing His invitation to fellowship and communion, but also as we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we receive salvation and abundance of blessings. Our scripture reference comes from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, from the New International Version, and it reads, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." And so here you have Jesus. He is speaking to the Laodicean church, which is a lukewarm, smug, and a self-satisfied church. It boasts about their need of nothing. And the church is really deceived. I've heard sermons using this text as an invitation to an unbeliever to receive Jesus as the Lord and their Savior. But here you have Jesus speaking directly to a church. What I believe and gain from this scripture is Jesus isn't unwilling to restore the believer to a better state. And as the church, as Christians, as believers, we should remain humble, always looking to God and accepting His invitation to come, to seek and to learn and emulate His character, ultimately leading to spiritual growth and transformation. God's invitation is open. It's inclusive and filled with love and grace. You know, God wants humanity to come and experience the fullness of life found in Him. He gives an invitation to relationship, an invitation to salvation, an invitation for rest and peace. God gives an invitation for transformation and eternal life. His invitation to humanity is multifaceted. It's deeply personal. So I ask that we would search the Bible to find ways in which that God invites us in to a deeper fellowship with Him. And as we seek, He promises that we will find, but we'll also find various invitations extended by God to His people. So if you're listening and you would like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or if you are already a believer and you would like to rededicate your life to Christ, just repeat after me and say this aloud. Lord, I repent of my sins. I want to accept You as my Lord and Savior. Therefore, Lord God, I declare with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that You raised Him from the dead. So thank You, Lord, for Your saving grace. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank You, Jesus, in Your precious name. Amen. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have prayed that prayer, you are saved. Get involved in a good Bible-believing church and never forget to study the Word on your own. Develop a close-knit relationship with Jesus. I promise you that as you seek Him, you will find Him. And also, there are a variety of resources out there to help you, such as this podcast. It's not to replace your prayers, but to aid in your prayers. So that's what we're going to pray about today, that we are not lukewarm Christians, that we don't go to a lukewarm church, but also that we will pray for our entire church all over the world to trust the Lord, to abide in Him, and to stay strongly connected and knitted to Him. For apart from God, we can do nothing. So prepare your heart and your mind as we go before the Lord today. Let's pray. Glorious Lord and merciful Savior, thank you, God, for the invitation to enter your throne of grace, which is the spiritual realm over which you reign as King, where a storehouse of grace and mercy are available to help us during our time of need. Lord, your sacrifice was an incredible act of mercy and faithfulness. You became a substitution to stand in our place to pay the price for sin. Your sacrifice has afforded us an invitation to come boldly to your throne of grace. Lord, you have invited us to have a seat at the table of salvation. Upon acceptance of Jesus as our Lord and Savior and placing our faith and trust in him, you have given us so many gifts, too innumerable to count, God. Oh, what glorious riches, power, wisdom that you possess. You have filled our cup, running over the brim with peace, rest, protection, and eternal life. Lord God, you have made us fellow heirs with Christ. And not only that, Lord, you have blessed us with a mighty prayer partner. The work of your Spirit within us teaches us to pray and pour out our heart to you. And when we don't know how to pray, you intercede and petition on our behalf. Lord, thank you for continually, faithfully, and lovingly, Lord, remaining an active mediator on our behalf. Glorious Lord and merciful Savior, you have invited us to come to you broken and contrite, with a heart of repentance and willingness to cast all of our cares onto you. For you are near to the brokenhearted, and you save those crushed in spirit. Thank you, Lord. And we accept the invitation to pour out our soul to you, God, pledging our life back to you, that we would receive our inheritance according to your riches and glory in Christ. Thank you for the invitation, Lord, we willfully accept. How could we not? Lord, you receive us graciously. You love us freely beyond what we could ever comprehend. You are a loving and generous God to grant us an open invite, bringing with us anyone that we encounter. For though we have all fallen short of your glory, you have invited us to come and to call on your name. For your word says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for this life. Thank you for who we are in Christ. And thank you, God, for those who have committed themselves to you on this day. Father, may all the world hear of your glory, your honor, and your majesty, and be pleased to respond to your call to come to the knowledge of truth. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me today. Please share with someone you love, because when we unite in spirit and ignite in prayer, every word becomes a connection to our Most High God. And when we pray the word of God, we can be comforted by knowing that God is faithful. He truly cares and is our protector and comforter in times of need. And whatever the circumstance may be, we can use these scriptural prayers to aid us in finding peace that surpasses our understanding. My prayer for you is that you'll always be watchful and alert for things to pray for with an attitude of gratitude. Please join me next time, and in the meantime, live blessed.